This is an
Get It
In special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by my new Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Rosenberg Radio. Thinking about doing my first broadcast tonight? I got the setup, this fire camera. I got my mixer connected properly so I can do a proper DJ set. Go follow me, twitch.tv/Rosenberg Radio. And now I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You're a hairless child.
And good evening to Don.
Eddie from Iron Maiden as a mummy.
And good evening to Michael.
I got some numbers for you that will jump out at your little face, your little punim.
And good evening to Michael again.
You little punim.
Thank you. It's been quite a program we do here every day.
Unbelievable.
A lot of people very interested in this Kevin James take. Don,
it's amazing. We could talk about the most in-depth sports stuff.
Really?
One Kevin James take by Peter overtakes the audience.
Let's
it's
never
amazing.
Forget what this show is about, please.
Thank ever. You. Don, you never would. You no. never would.
Sometimes I do.
You forget sometimes. You get caught up with baseball with your... Well, I can't say what I was in, how I was going to describe it. But now, Don, even you would agree, I think, maybe, that it was a little crazy that Michael casually threw out after I said I'm not a fan of Kevin James. You mentioned the new Ted Danson show, and Michael said something like, oh, you like Ted Danson? I found even remotely equating Kevin James and Ted Danson
equating them.
To be offensive.
I was just doing the checklist. Okay, so we know you hate Kevin James, but it seems like you like Ted Danson.
Didn't use the word hate. I'm not a fan. It's never grabbed me. Now, Andrew came up with an interesting theory on why I am not into Kevin James. Andrew, do you want to share with the class?
No, you can take it.
No. You're the one who said it, so right. I think you should give it.
All right, fine. The fact that Peter immediately brought up having just seen Chris Farley in Beverly Hills Ninja while we were talking about this conversation, it kind of led me to wonder if Peter felt like Kevin James was trying to fill a void left behind by Chris Farley, and that bothers Peter, if that makes sense.
That's an opinion.
Pretty deep.
And by the way,
they're both similar, but physical comics.
But that's the point, and Andrew is tapping into something. I brought up Grown Ups. I see that movie and I get frustrated. It makes me sad.
How about Grown Ups too? What a force.
There's one part of that I really enjoy. Yep. The Michael Kay appearance.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Do you know I posted it on my Instagram story? I saw that part in real time for the first time the other day.
It's brilliant, right?
Oh, it's a beautiful piece of acting.
It really is. Because am I a football coach? Of course not. But when you looked at it on the screen, you said, that's a football coach.
Well, no, I mean, because you're shockingly tall. You're somewhat rotund.
I was not rotund there.
Did you work hard to get thin for that movie?
No, it was all put together in like a couple of weeks. It was like during my, very lean period.
So, anyways, I didn't stay with the movie. I saw Michael Kay and got out.
That's all you have to see, yeah.
Yeah, that was the part for me. But, yeah, just – it's not a diss. I'm sure he's a great guy. But I'm not a fan.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Guys, there's a lot going on in the world of professional sports. And we talk about it because this is a sports talk radio program. Let's start off with a sad piece of news, and then we'll move into some other stuff. But it's now being at least discussed that Vincent Jackson had some real demons, particularly involving alcohol. We found out that he was found dead on Monday in a hotel room. And the sheriff's office has said it'll take several weeks before they determine exactly what happened. But people are reporting that he had had other health conditions directly linked to severe alcohol abuse. So obviously we don't know yet, but that is the story that is moving around. No matter what the case ends up being, obviously just entirely too young, 38 years old. Sounds like he did great work in his community in Tampa, and a tremendous football player. So sad stuff there. Now, this is interesting. Have you heard anything about this Ben Roethlisberger situation, Michael?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
The GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know who that is, Michael?
You know what? I don't recall his name, but I do know who it is.
Kevin Colbert, that's right, or Colbert, depending on your preference. Here's something he just said, okay? As we sit here today, Ben is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a direct quote. Last month, Art Rooney had spoken about Roethlisberger, and people started to get mixed messages about what's going on with Ben Roethlisberger and the future of this franchise. Now, Colbert also said Ben Roethlisberger is on the team. Ben Roethlisberger did a lot of really good things last year. We anticipate that he could still do some good things going forward. Wow. This I like this. Ben Roethlisberger is on the team. That's a good piece of information. Let's check in with ESPN Steelers reporter Brooke Pryor on Roethlisberger's situation. Roethlisberger's
that $41.2 million cap hit is just untenable. If he retires or is cut, that cap charge gets cut in half, and Colbert is looking at the overall health of the organization and the kind of team they can field around Ben Roethlisberger. That is a major consideration as they negotiate his future, looking at what they could possibly afford with Ben or without Ben.
Now, doesn't this sound, what Colbert said, doesn't it sound a lot like Les Snead when the Rams GM talked about Jared Goff and then he was gone?
Yep. Mm. So, I'll ask you. If it ends up going the way that it went with Goff, are they working on a deal to bring in a quarterback that could replace Ben? And could
that
quarterback be Sam Darnold?
No, they got the guy already.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Mason Rudolph?
No. Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, yeah, please.
I'll tell you what.
You don't like Kevin James, but you like Dwayne Haskins. Okay.
No, I do not. First of all, I Dwayne Haskins is a really nice kid. I don't know anything about Kevin James. But I don't like Dwayne Haskins as a player. I will tell you, though, I know this sounds crazy, but humor me here. You ever watch a player and they may not have the same talent as another player, but for some reason there's a physical resemblance to the way they play the game?
Okay.
I could see if Haskins was developed properly, he's got a lot of Big Ben. He's like a big, I could see him being a sort of big, prodding, tough to tackle, not the most elite thrower who could get the job done. Now, we haven't seen that he's capable of being good in the NFL, and Ben Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer, so I recognize that. But I'm curious to see what they see in him. And furthermore, do you think Darnold, the question is, has Darnold done enough that a team like Pittsburgh, who's so perennially good, thinks that they can move forward with Sam Darnold?
I mean, obviously they'd have to look at it differently than we look at it, but if they believe in him the way that a lot of people in the media seem to, then I guess, yeah. Like, if Todd McShay is right and he can be a seventh or eighth best quarterback in the NFL, you don't think that could be enough to, the way the Steelers are run, to go out there and compete for a championship?
I mean, you're right, based on the way people talk about him. But to Michael's point, every time you and I try to defend Sam, Have you seen enough moments of greatness where you go, yeah, I could, I believe it?
All right, so if not Sam, Wentz? What, the Haskins?
By the way, Wentz
Rudolph?
Is interesting.
I mean,
but Wentz is super expensive, too. I mean,
yeah.
That doesn't help, really.
You know what? One thing, though, if they cut Roethlisberger, I think that's it. I don't think anybody's picking him up. I think it's the end of his career.
Mm.
I really do.
I could see a stupid team who thinks they could win right now and doesn't have a better option doing it. Anyone come to mind?
Your team?
That's right. You never know. If someone feels like they're close and they don't see an option, I feel like people will always take a risk on a guy who's been so good for so long. I mean, I didn't think Ben was awful last year. He felt like Ben Roethlisberger to me.
Well, how about this? Like a team like Miami, right? Could make the playoffs, have Tua watch a future Hall of Famer play for a year or so.
Maybe the Saints?
See, that's weird, though.
Why?
Because you go from a decrep Drew Brees to an even more decrep Ben Roethlisberger?
No, Ben Roethlisberger could still throw it. Drew can't throw it anymore.
Well, he was hurt, okay, Michael?
But he's not getting better. He's not Benjamin Button. He's not getting better. He didn't have surgery.
I need to put a moratorium on you doing the Benjamin Button line.
First of all, the times I've done Benjamin Button, most of them have been off the air, okay? So don't reveal that. Don't lift the curtain on a private conversation.
You did it earlier today on the air about Don. When I said,
well,
I think
I'm
Don...
sorry. What's the other name I could use for somebody that goes back in time?
Marty McFly.
Anti-ages. Anti-ages.
Oh, anti-ages is different.
You're a hairless child.
Thank you.
All right.
Miami, you know, the cheat code in Miami is that they should just find, they should be the only team in football that treats their quarterback the way current baseball teams use an opener in baseball. They should start Tua every game and then just bring Fitzpatrick in. Because he's magic.
Opener. Oh,
that's what I just said.
Yeah. I like
Don?
It.
I mean, it worked, right?
At times.
But that's Fitz magic.
That's right.
But there's sometimes Fitz magic that he's Fitz tragic.
Oh.
There are moments. When the magic runs out,
the tragic begins.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Popeye's spinach wearing off. It's
like
just
when
all
Bills
of a sudden
gave him a contract, that was tragic.
Isn't it strange that Popeye's chicken doesn't have spinach? I don't think they had that as a side dish. It would seem natural.
I mean, if you really want to own the name.
Yeah. And
did they ever use...
You should have some, you know, fresh mozzarella with olive oil because she was important, right. Popeye.
Would you guys agree, is Popeye Jones a top five ugliest athletes of all time?
Oh, my God. I don't take part in this sort of stuff. But especially a guy like you. You're hideous. How can you say that?
You're comparing me to Popeye Jones?
His son is rather attractive, though. I'll talk about good-looking people, but I'm not going to talk about ugly people. Ugly people don't want to be ugly. They don't want to be reminded that they're ugly. That's terrible by you. Can't fix ugly.
Can I get the music, please, Anthony? Ronald Jerome Popeye Jones. Born 1970. Attended Murray State University. Had a solid NBA career. I'm sure he's a great guy. And earlier on the show, you may have been listening, I used words to describe his physical appearance that I should not have used. I don't want to repeat what those words were, but I implied that he's not an attractive man.
That's an opinion.
I would like to apologize. Popeye was given the name Popeye once he got back from the hospital with his mother, and Popeye was on television.
No.
Popeye's
son. Glad it wasn't Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Popeye's sons, Seth and Caleb, are professional hockey players.
And did not inherit their father's looks.
But, I mean, Peter, you throw around these, like, evaluations as if you're
some
kind of Fabio.
Honestly, Michael, don't make me be a bad guy. It's you don't think at this point Popeye knows that he's been given a lot in life. And Michael's right. His kids are really good looking, so that's all that matters.
I didn't say they were. Don said they were.
I'm sorry. Don, you're right. His kids are very good looking. But you think that Popeye Jones, with everything he's been given in life, he's upset that he's not a gorgeous man?
It's a fair trade, don't you think?
Come on. I got news for you. There are a lot of people uglier than Popeye Jones who don't have a hundredth of his talent or money.
George Mirasan.
Don, I'd like you to apologize.
I think
LeBron James was asked about the big three in Brooklyn. Here's what King James had to say.
Being a student of the game and looking at the collection of talent that the Brooklyn Nets have, is there a team that you can compare to in league history having that much offensive firepower on the same group?
Have we forgot about KD, Steph, and Clay already?
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
There you go. There you go right there.
And because he's humble, he didn't say LeBron, Wade, and Bosch.
But no, he knows
they weren't
not
the
as
offensive
good.
Force that this is. I mean, correct. Bosch wasn't on that level. Bosch wasn't on the level of any of the three with the Nets.
True.
And I don't know, is Thompson on any of the level of the three Nets? So, they didn't accomplish anything yet, but when the question was asked, scoring. And I don't think you get better than these three.
I mean, listen, Steph, Clay, KD are right there. But it's a fair question. You're a lot. The comparisons are fair.
I think LeBron answered it wrong. I think LeBron's thinking rings. That wasn't the question.
No. He said offense, and he went right to Steph, Clay, KD, which is totally fair.
But what's not mentioned, the reason those three were able to get two championships and one without KD, and the Nets don't have this part of it, is that they also had Draymond Green and Iguodala. Those are important pieces to make those three even better. The Nets don't have those pieces.
Well, they do have Joe Harris, which is a nice piece.
He's not Draymond Green in terms of all-around game.
But we're getting away from the point. Has there ever been a big three that had this kind of offensive game?
Yeah, the Lakers.
Forget about championships. Forget about depth with the rest of the roster.
No,
has there
Johnson,
ever been three
James
players
were,
no. on the same team this
Guys,
good at scoring?
LeBron gave the answer. That's it. The only people in the conversation offensively are Steph, Clay, and KD. How many did Clay score in that quarter? What did he go for 37 and a quarter? Yeah. By the way, incredible Steph Curry stat right now that Andrew gave me earlier. According to Elias Sports Bureau, two guards in NBA history have scored 25 points on 50% shooting in 10 consecutive games. Those players are Michael Jordan and Steph Curry. Jordan's stretch lasted 11 games in 1995-96. Curry's is going right now. He attempts to tie Jordan tonight at 10 Eastern against the Heat on ESPN. That'll do it for ENN.
Wow.
That might be a Ruco vehicle tonight, too.
Sure might be.
Could be. We've got the Knicks tonight against the Magic as they go for their fourth in a row and try to get to 500. Kind of amazing. Tomorrow night is going to be the Lakers against the Nets. We'll see what Nets are healthy. But we know Jim Harden will be there. He loves to play. He's like an aspirin. Take him every day.
Can you believe the way, Don, that Michael defended Popeye Jones, considering he talks about my friends?
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbye. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.